music, and it will be music which takes us to a place chosen by Richard Tognetti. Richard is, of course, the artistic director of the Australian Chamber Orchestra. Richard, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Jonathan.
I'm wondering if there are a few things in the world that irritate you more than playing music and then fading it out and talking over it.
Oh, no, I understand the purpose of needing to do that, so I'm fine with it. Otherwise, we would be here for about 40 minutes with that piece. It's not quite that.
What did we just hear?
Schnitger's string trio in an arrangement for strings that we play very seldom as a standalone piece. It's one of the main pieces in our collaboration with Bill Henson called Luminous, which we're about to take on the road for the third time in August.
What a remarkable mind Bill Henson is.
Mm-hmm. Correct. I agree.
How does it feel to be in that music, to be creating that sound?
That question has a lot of possible answers. Sometimes it's overwhelming and you can get involved with the emotional impact of it, but best not to. Best to be in the zone, in the Zen zone, like a tennis player isn't concentrating on the elation that you feel winning a point, let alone a game match. You're really concentrating on domestic issues, you know, making sure your arm's in the right place. You know, making sure that you're performing it, but not overthinking it. So it's a bit like asking, you know, a centipede what legs he or she or they move first.
As soon as I start to think about that, the whole thing will come crashing down.
So let's end this conversation.
All
and
right.
And especially Schnitger. I mean, Schnitger, what do you think about when playing Schnitger? It leads to all sorts of existential terror.
You want to take us to Slovenia.
Slovenia, so Maribor, Slovenia was a very, very important part of my life for a number of years. And Maribor is the second town in Slovenia. Ljubljana is the very well-known, exquisite old town. Has an old town that is worthy of comparison to Prague, Paris, anywhere. And Maribor is the second town, a bit more industrial. But they have the Narodny Dom there, which is the national cultural organization that produces a lot of things. They have the National Theatre there. They have, for a tiny little town, we're talking about smaller than Wollongong or Geelong, they have their own theatre companies, very well-known puppet company, puppetry theatre, orchestra. Actually, they used to have two orchestras, and I could go on.
It's a culturally rich environment.
Yeah, it is, even though it's quite a poor city. So it came from the old, you know, socialist system that was Yugoslavia, that wasn't communists, per se.
A very interesting hybrid, yeah.
A very interesting hybrid, all kept in check by Tito. And as a result of it, they had a lot of really strongly established cultural institutions. And one such institution was came out of Narodny Dom, was a festival. And I was asked to direct that festival.
So what happened?
2007.
What happens when an Australian musician becomes the director of the festival Maribor? How is that received locally?
Probably mixed at first, but you know, you just put on you try and get the local people involved in all sorts of ways. And it's not like I was doing it single handedly. It's not like I went into. I ended up with being given the key to Maribor, to the city. I'm not sure what it opens, but
I've always like wondered that with the key to a city.
Well, it's a bit like an honorary doctorate. You can't even get a better table in a restaurant, and it certainly doesn't provide you with an upgrade on a plane. Look, it was an invitation, which I, you know, humbly accepted and absolutely loved doing. And it was out of the limelight of the major cities. You know, if you're running a big city festival with a big budget, you can't be so experimental. I used it as a laboratory, and the local people loved it. The weirder it was, the better it was, to the point that I put on a program after the GFC. I was going to put on the Magic Flute, and I was desperately hoping that we could make our own bespoke production of the Magic Flute, and I was entertaining the idea of making it with Lunig characters, Michael Lunig characters, which I still think to this day would be amazing.
Nice idea.
And so I got this call saying, look, the money, you know, dried up. And those countries were hit really hard, really brutally whacked by the GFC. And the lady who ran the festival, a wonderful lady called Brigitte, she rang me up and said, look, we just can't produce an opera this year. You've got 2 days to come up with an alternative. So, well, that's going to be difficult. So, I rang her back a few hours later and I said, I've come up with an alternative. And she said, what is it? And I said, it's nothing. And
yes.
And it was. It was a project called Nothing. Of course, nothing leads to nonsense. Nothing is the great holy grail for physicists and mathematicians.
Spotted Lawrence John Cage, Krauss. Perhaps.
Exactly, John Cage. And someone played a prank on me the other day trying to tell me that they'd written a little bit of silence and that they were sued by
The estate of John Cage.
The estate of John Cage. I believed it. I rarely fall for a prank. Normally it's the other way around.
That's very good.
It was very good. So, of course, we had an excerpt from 4 minutes 33, which is...
Which bit did you take? The slow movement?
Or? Yeah, exactly. Mm. And... you know, nothing. It's this holy grail. Like, is there such a thing? Is it impossibility? Look, there are fantastic clips on YouTube with Lawrence Krauss.
I'm looking forward to you putting this into the next season of the ACO.
Well, look, okay, so here you go. Okay. So out of Maribor, so we put on this program, and I wanted to, you know, it was going to be you pay nothing to enter, but you had to pay to leave. And, you know, and things, so a certain bit of whimsy, but, you know, nothing, it's the void. We're all petrified of the void, aren't we? But is there a void? You know, and so
we put on this program.
Oh, well, it was very dark, mofo-ish. And, you know, it was one of course, doing a project called Nothing, it's doomed to failure. And, but it's the one project that, you know, I can't get out of my head and that a lot of people keep on talking about. Some people absolutely loved it. Other people were yelling at me. The sound system at one point just broke down completely, turned to nothing. And, of course, people thought it was deliberate. Barry Humphries was also performing. He was performing the nonsense verses of from Facade of William Walton and Sitwell, which, you know, the words are kind of meaningless, you know, they And he walked on completely at the wrong moment. My PA was the stage manager. She pulled him back from the coattails. We had a singer and a soprano who agreed, contractually agreed to perform in Nothing. And then when it got closer to the performance, she said, no, I've got to wear panties. and then so she took off her top to reveal, you know, what we call nothing, but of course she's wearing something, you know, the naked body is not nothing, but she's wearing nothing. And then one of the choir members thought it was a wardrobe malfunction, so he picked up the cloak and put it back on. She threw it off, and it was just so wonderfully chaotic.
This is beautiful.
I know, it was amazing. So we're collaborating as of next year with the Melbourne University.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful new future for us. And the Vice Chancellor is really excited that to be working, you know, that we work as musicians with mathematics and physics, mathematicians and physicists in the mathematics and physics departments. And so as soon as you say nothing, you know, the void, infinity.
They are excited.
It's super, yeah, it's really exciting. So that was a project that came out of the GFC in Maribor, Slovenia.
Richard, thank you so much. That is a tale which I suspect would be guaranteed to get you at the very least a better table at a restaurant. So. Thank you. Richard Tognetti, Artistic Director of the Australian Chamber Orchestra. He's taken us to Maribor in Slovenia. And we need to say that Luminous, that collaboration between Bill Henson, photographer, artist, and the ACO, touring through Australia, 10 to 23 August. Check out the ACO site, obviously, for that, and we'll put a link up on the Blueprint page on the RN website. Richard, thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure.